Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to Jawanza for Life. My name is Jawanza. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's truly an honor to have you along with us today. I guarantee you, you're going to be glad that you tuned in. We have just embarked upon a brand new series, and it's starting tonight. The series is on five elements balancing Qigong. I guarantee you that when you get into this series, by the time the series is over, you are going to really, really understand Qigong as it relates to who you are, your purpose, and why Qigong is important, why understanding it, why utilizing it is important. And I just want to move out of the way so that I can get to my special guest. My special guest today is Shekhem Metaounnetta. He was born in Georgetown, Guyana, and immigrated to the United States as a child. He received his bachelor's degree in English literature from Bernard M. Baruch College, City University of New York, where he completed his first novel, Breakfire, unpublished, and finished his book of poems, Negril, Poetry for the Bold, which is out of print right now. He also studied the Chinese classic text, the I Ching, and Taoist classic texts, including the Hong Di Nijin and Tao Te Ching. He was then introduced to African cosmologics and oracular systems by his spiritual teacher, Shekhem Shekhem Raun Nefer Amen I, world-renowned, best-selling author, lecturer, spiritual teacher, health practitioner, and counselor. Shekhem Metaounnetta pursued a master's degree program in English literature, policy analysis, health and mental hygiene administration, and he has an advanced degree in the Japanese martial arts system of Aikido. In addition, he completed advanced training in the Chinese healing system of Tai Chi. He's taught Aikido, Qigong, meditation, and yoga classes for 3 years. He lectures regularly on the martial arts circuit on Qigong healing. In 2003, Shekhem Metaounnetta began graduate studies in traditional Chinese medicine at Pacific College of Oriental Medicine in New York City. He received a MS-TOM degree in acupuncture and Chinese herbs from PCOM. He's also a priest in the Osiriset Society. And it is without further ado that I move out of the way and prepare to get into a very fabulous, fabulous series on five elements balancing Qigong. Shekhem Metaounnetta, welcome, my brother, to Jawanza for Life. It's great to have you with us. Thank you so much.
Share with you. Excuse me?
Yes, thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm very excited tonight to share with you some information on Qigong. I've listened to your past shows, and this just falls right in the category of great excitement and great learning. It's always a pleasure to share the wisdom of the ancestors with you and anyone else that care to listen. As long as I have an audience, I'm willing to talk as much as I want.
I understand.
So without further ado, let me just, I know the topic tonight that we will be touching on is Qigong. Specifically, I'll be sharing some additional information with the five element balancing Qigong, which is the Qigong that we are promoting right now. Let me begin by asking the obvious question that most people, you know, want to know. What is Qi and what is Qigong? Right? Qi is the name the Chinese scientists or the Taoist life scientists have given to the energy or the life force that is the basis of the life of living organisms. And it's not unusual. It's not a unique name. It's shared in other systems and other cultures who have studied the same life energy. For example, in ancient Egypt, the Kamu call it Ra, right? The Japanese call it Qi, Ki, but spelled with a K.
Mm-hmm.
in the yoga system is the doshas. It's called prana, et cetera, et cetera. Right? It is the subtle. It's all this is a way of trying to describe this subtle form of energy. Right? That is the agent of all physiological functions, emotions, thoughts, and perceptions. Their activities, health and vitality. Gong means deep and protracted study. So qi gong is the deep cultivation of the qi or energy.
You know,
the foundation of the
At
the foundation of the life force, qi of all living things is what we call solar energy. We take in this energy through the air we breathe, the water and foods that we eat. Solar energy is stored in the carbo portion of carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. Its release is the final stage of digestion. The diaphragm is the final stage of digestion, and it's also a depiction of the Ra and the symbol of the spirit enveloping the sun, source of all life, force of all living things on earth. Anytime you want, my brother, please chime in, and we can I can try to answer some questions.
Well, you did. You answered what I was what I had. Go ahead, please continue.
Exactly. So so the qi courses through all throughout the bodies, all throughout our body. In ancient the Chinese have a system, the traditional Chinese medicine system, where they say there are 12 meridians or 12 patterns that the qi conducts or flows throughout the body, right? And they describe it in relationship to organs, the lung, large intestine, spleen, stomach, heart, small intestine, kidney, bladder. And then they have some additional pattern that we call the governor and the triple heater, the gallbladder, and the liver. So there are 12 meridians where this energy travels throughout our bodies, right? In the same way that blood flows through channels, the veins and the arteries, and the nervous energy flows through the nerves, the life force, or the qi, flows through these 12 channels that we call meridians, right? And their existence was discovered over 5,000 years. This was not yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, it was confirmed by contemporary science. The 12th meridian, let's talk a little bit about the 12th meridians. The qi flows through the body through hundreds of meridians in the groundwork, right? Some scientists propose that the fascia network that envelops and conducts all parts of the body from the level of organs down to the cellular level. Activities of the qi in the body and psyche are viewed in an integral manner through 14 of its hundreds of meridians diagnosed through these 12 channels.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not all, I'm not just making this up, my brother. It is all scientific, right?
Yeah.
The Chinese life scientists have been studying the qi for the past 3,000 years. And since, let's say, 1979, it has been studied and scientifically at the Space Science and National Atomic Energy Lab in Beijing, China.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
According to strict double-blind protocols on humans and animals, these studies have verified the findings and held claims put forth by scientists that qi or energy moves along channels and meridians.
Okay.
Although qi is not an electrical force, it has a direct influence on the relationship between the electromagnetic phenomena of life
mm-hmm.
organisms. This allows for the use of electrical devices to detect its locations throughout the body and to measure it, measure its strengths or to treat in deviation. And this is where acupuncture and electrostimulation comes in, where you can actually apply electrical devices along the body patterns, these 12 channels, and it will, give off great sensation as to hit in specific channel points.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the, it is, the funny thing is that it's not all just made up. You know, these are therapies that are used in Qigong and other systems to help the body heal, right? The overwhelming thing, though, is that when you look at Qigong, it is not in isolation. It's being a part of whole medical systems.
Hmm.
Traditional systems of medicine that are practiced by individual cultures throughout the world, for example, in the Ayurvedic or the homeopathic or the naturopath systems. Qigong is biologically based practice also. It includes, you know, botanicals. It includes vitamins, minerals. You know, you have to take a dietary supplement to keep up with the training.
Mm-hmm.
It's a part of energy medicine. What I mean by energy medicine, it is verifiable and it is putative, meaning that energy that can be measured, that we just talked about just now, right? And this includes, like, sun. It includes light. It includes magnetism. Manipulative, Qigong is also manipulative and body-based practice, meaning that the structures and systems of the body, including the bones, the joints, the soft tissues, and the circulatory and lymphatic systems all work as one. And most of all, Qigong is mind-body medicine, meaning interactions. It has a great interactions among the brain, right?
Okay.
Induces gray matter, right? Mind-body behavior. The ways in which emotional, mental, social, spiritual, and behavioral patterns can directly affect health, right? Why do people want to study Qigong, right? The benefits of Qigong, and specifically five-element balance in Qigong, it brings equilibrium of all bodily functions is the objective of all true healing systems. By balancing the five elements, energy that flows through the 12 channels, the 12 meridians that we spoke about a few minutes ago, the foundation is laid for the efficacy of specific healing protocols, meaning dietary, medical, exercise, meditation, herbal, acupuncture, etc. Most protocols, right, fail in one way or the other to achieve their full objective because even though they are well indicated for specific ailments, the underlying imbalance is not addressed. And this is
okay. The
beauty about the five-element balance in Qigong.
Mm-hmm.
That's what distinguishes, right? The underlying imbalance is not addressed, but then that's what we try to address with the five-element balance in Qigong. You can also expect significant improvement in overall wellness, physical, mental, and emotional.
You know, my brother, as I'm listening to you, excuse me, did I cut you off?
No, please. Anytime, please tune in and ask the questions. Very good.
What's interesting to me as I'm listening to you is that, you know, because when we think about Qigong, we think about an average person who hears about it, thinks about it, who might not have studied it, thinks about an invisible, you know, energy is invisible. Of course, it has its physical manifestation, but the energy itself is invisible. And to actually have a system that dates back thousands of years that has been tried, proven scientifically, and again, with it being invisible, the recipients of this knowledge had to really be in tune, the original recipients of this knowledge had to really be in tune with the source of all knowledge to gain a receptive ear or spirit to this scientific information that has been tried and proven to be successful over thousands of years. Because, again, thousands of years ago, one would say, and probably agree, that technologically there weren't as many like, for example, machines that you could, you know, like X-ray machines, whatever, certain types of machines that you could, you know, EKGs and, you know, all of this stuff that could monitor certain things. So the people who were the recipients of this knowledge really had to be in tune with a higher consciousness. Would you agree?
I agree, and you have stated it so well. And that is the purpose of Qigong, is to bring people into communication with that aspect of their lives, that they can benefit from it. You know, Qigong has internal and external portions, and we talk about that as we go on. But that's an excellent way of saying, you know, that our goal is to get back to the past. Our goal is to get back to the lifestyle where we are so in tune with our physical, mental bodies that we can actually sense illness. We can actually predict and prevent illness as we grow older. That is the goal, is to bring people back to that consciousness and to bring this information, this knowledge back to them so we can put them in to live the way of our ancestors have lived in communication with the spiritual world.
Yes, sir.
So let me just go on and talk about some of the common beliefs and values, right, which tunes in to exactly what you were saying, right? Some of the beliefs and values around Qigong is that the body has self-healing potential, right? Our body heals itself if we are only in tune with it, right? Mind, the Qigong has a mind, body, and spirit are all important things. You know, in certain medicines like allopathic medicine, the mind and the spirit has no room in there. In Qigong healing, in Qigong practice, the mind, body, and spirit are very important. They work in communication with each other. And the difference also between the Qigong practice and most Western healing systems is that the therapy is individualized, meaning that it is not grouped. It is, we can say that if you put a bunch of individuals in a room, this is what the outcome will look like. It's based on the individuals because they live different lives. They eat different things, right? And people, and the final thing about Qigong training and Qigong practice is that the practitioners are responsible for their own healing. This is very important. Right? You're not dependent on a system. You're not dependent on an individual to help you. You are responsible for your own healing. Right? And that's a very important concept to have with when you practice Qigong. You're not relying on other people to heal you. You heal yourself. You take on that responsibility. Let me just move on to my famous line. Right, I want to share some research material that validates this practice. Right?
Yes.
Why do most people use Qigong? Right? They use it for a desire for health and wellness. You want to be well, and you want to stay well. You want to prevent illness. Right?
Yes.
And unfortunately, if you miss the first two, then you're brought to Qigong through the third one, which is through pain, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're undergoing some sort of health condition that is painful to you, and you're seeking a way out of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have some musculoskeleton pain, right? Or something along the line that drags you into the world of Qigong training. Right, and it is proven that a lot of research out there have indicated that between 60% to 94% of rheumatic disease patients use some form of Qigong. Right
now, when you say rheumatic, who might not know what rheumatic?
Right, rheumatic diseases are diseases of along the joints, along the bones, right? That. You know, that force people, you know, arthritic and these kinds of things that, you know, so these kind of chronic diseases that Western medicine don't really have a cure for.
Okay.
So you're actually living in pain.
Mm-hmm,
so you're trying to seek a natural way out of, you've been living on medications and injections and for a long period of time, and you've had it. You're seeking a natural way out of that, right? The surveys also, there's some surveys that show that there's a marked increase in the past 50 years in the U.S. and other industrialized countries in the use of Qigong. Between 1970, I remember that there was a study that was done way back, I think between 1990 and 1997, there was like a 34% to 42% of U.S. households reporting some form of use of Qigong.
Wow.
Right? It was a big, big jump, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they also, those same surveys also indicated that the primary care clinic populations, the people who were in the medical model in their clinics, right, 28% to 47% was using some form of alternative medicine.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And finally, about 21% of patients in primary care practices, right, using some form of Qigong or alternative medicine. For the same health, they were consulted for the same health problem that they sought in their conventional care. So Qigong has been demonstrated over the years through the use of patients to want to heal themselves. There's an increase that's been going on for a while, and people have been studying that increase to show that we're not saying that. Patients are dropping out of Western medicine. What we're saying is that while they're in Western care or allopathic care, they're also seeking alternative medicine in the form of Qigong and other things, and yoga and meditations, etc.
Mm-hmm. You know what's interesting about that is that even as they seek these different approaches to healing, I think inevitably they're going to drop out of Western medicine because, I mean, when you start getting into yoga and Qigong and Tai Chi and all of this, you'll probably, you know, start running in circles where, you know, the people tend to be vegetarian. And so you might be exposed to that. And if you actually take on and adopt a vegan lifestyle, then, you know, your health is bound to improve because of the toxins that you're not taking into the body, which you might not even, continuing on, you may find no need whatsoever for Western medicine.
Excellent. I agree with you 100%.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the other perspectives that I want to share with you about Qigong practice and Qigong, it is not something that's done overnight, right? I mentioned before it was based on a lot of scientific studies, right? The people that practice it are regarded they practice it out of a protocol of training. For example, in China, most of the practitioners in China, you know, they go to college to study Qigong. You know, they have bachelor's and master's and degrees in Qigong, right? Which is different from the normal concept that, oh, is that somebody down the street that's practicing something? No, most of these are professionals. And it's important to keep in mind that Qigong is taught as an adjunct to traditional Chinese medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And Qigong practitioners work side by side with allopathic and acupunctural professionals in hospitals in China.
Okay.
You know, so you have a wing in medicine in these hospitals in China that you have put Qigong professionals doing Qigong over patients, healing patients, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we follow many of the protocols, the five element balancing Qigong, following many of these protocols used by Qigong practitioners in China, right? And to add to that, the five element balancing Qigong system that we are teaching and we are promoting was basically put together by Dr. Rao Nefer Amen, internationally renowned author for the Medunitare series and, you know, the seven volume Medunitare series, right?
Yes.
As you know, Dr. Amen has taught Qigong for a number of years and has authored many books on the subject, right? And those books are the contain the prescriptions for a lot of the Qigong practices that we do, right?
Okay.
Just to mention some of the books, there's Qigong Success, there's Qigong Healing Prescriptions, there's two DVDs, The Tree of Life, Qigong Balance in Heaven and Earth, and The Tree of Life, Qigong Stasis Healing, and there's The Tree of Life, Qigong DVD. All these are available to assist us with, as we study the five element balance in Qigong.
Okay.
Right? Is Qigong for everyone? All right, let's look at this. These exercises or postures can be performed by anyone at any age, virtually any age. They have been designed to develop your natural assets. Your body, as we know, is a highly sophisticated machine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Qigong will keep the body tuned so that it will operate at optimal levels of efficiency. Qigong deals specifically with the flow of energy in the body. You will feel this energy almost instantly if these
mm-hmm.
exercises are done correctly, right? Qigong exercise for most Qigong people, like, what is this Qigong? Most Qigong exercises is performed with slow, relaxed, rhythmic breathing.
Okay.
Right? The
mm-hmm.
specific alignment of the body parts creates the necessary conditions to produce vital energy.
Okay.
The supply of vital energy results in an increased level of vitality and health within the body systems. Qigong will offer a structured program, right, for the general enhancement of physical illness, longevity, and increases energy for any activity from mental or physical labor to sex and artistic expression. Now, I kind of put a lot in that last sentence.
True.
Right? Let me just try to take it apart a little bit.
Okay.
Right? So Qigong is a structured program, right? It's not something that you make up, right? I mentioned before it aligns with the meridians that runs throughout the body, right? It enhances physical fitness. So does it differ from people, someone jogging? Yes, of course, because it involves both internal and external systems. Right,
mm-hmm.
but people who practice, this is one of the key things I want to bring out. The people who practice Qigong for a long period of time, you will notice that it improves their longevity.
Okay.
And I'm not talking about a longevity that's born out with illness. You know what I mean? You're living
mm-hmm.
into 90 and 100 years old, but you are screaming in pain.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We're talking about a life that's free of illnesses. Right? And it increases physical labor, right?
Mm-hmm.
As well as sexual and artistic expression. Now, these underlying expressions are given life, right? And they come out more with the practice of Qigong. It improves your sex life. Yes, it does, right? It improves
mm-hmm.
the things that you do, the work that you do. Whether you're an artist or a radio announcer or a lawyer, it makes you a better person, right?
Yeah.
Do you want to put in a question right there before I move into?
Well, you know,
good?
You're very good. I mean, I'm sitting here, I'm soaking this up, and I know that the listeners are enjoying it. I just want to let the listeners who are online know that if you have a question or you'd like to make a comment and speak to Shekhemet Onetta, all you have to do is just, if you're online, just call in at 347-324-5727, and then press 1, and then that will alert me that you have a question or a comment, and then I'll bring you on board. Yes, brother, please carry on. You have our attention.
Okay, so let's talk about, since we're talking about health, let's talk about the two main polarities of energy, right? That represents chi, right? So,
yes.
Like the atom, like the smallest unit in the human body, like the atom, like the electromagnetic force in nature,
mm-hmm.
chi exhibits, right, two polarities that revolve around a neutral center. The positive polarity is designated as yang, and the negative is yin, right? So people talk about yang-yang all the time, yin-yang, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So this is what it breaks down to. The positive, the chi is described as positive and negative elements, yang and yin, right? And these are the two basic elements that comprises life, right?
Okay.
In ancient Kemet, right, we refer to these forces as in our holy documents as Shu and Tefnut.
Okay.
Right? Male and female, yin and yang.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The symbol below, the symbol that is used is a, like, you ever seen the yin yang symbol, like half of it is white and the other half is black? You know,
yes.
Just meaning they're showing the positive current and the negative current, right?
Okay.
But it shows, more than anything else, it shows the interdependence between these two elements, these two polarities. They work simultaneously. They complement each other.
Okay.
Right? And this energy, when you put it together, this negative and positive energy that we call chi, right, is in all human beings, all living organisms, right, is a manifestation of this interaction between the yin and the yang. If it doesn't happen, then we are dead.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
As long as it's all, like, the key word is living organisms, right? Right? The gender, the health, the vitality, and expression of all living things depend on the relation, the relative balance of the yin and yang expression, you know,
mm-hmm.
in their life.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, right, brings it back to our critical question before about the purpose, right, of Qigong. Illness is the manifestation of this imbalance or the loss of vitality, and the goal of healing is to restore that balance. So
mm-hmm.
I have kind of like sneakily put in something there to define illness and health. So we talked about the chi and the relationship of health. And we said that health, you know, some of the benefits of the Qigong, it'll keep us, you know, in good physical and spiritual functioning.
Yes.
Now I'm saying that, making it clear that illness, we define illness, is when this imbalance between the yin and the yang occurs, right? Or when the loss of vitality is apparent. Then we have
mm-hmm.
illness. Right? The ancient Taoist or the ancient Chinese life science aims at teaching the restoration of the vitality of one's qi and the balance of the yin and yang functions of the qi. This is the function of Qigong.
Okay.
Right? Just to put it, just to take it at another level, right, the dynamic components of the energy that we talked about before, the solar energy, right, which is heat, ionization, light, and spectrum, varies with the four seasons, the four quarters of the day.
Okay.
Right? The effect this has on living things is very evident. It affects the physiological functions, the reproductive the emotions, the health, right? The cycles, the four seasons, have an impact on all aspects of our lives. One of the greatest discoveries, all right, of past, some of these great Chinese teachers, the Taoist scientists, is the fact that psychological events in living things are akin to the seasons, to
mm-hmm.
the summer, others to autumn, some to spring, and some to winter, right?
Yeah.
So bodily seasons and health. Let me just tune in that on that one more time. The environmental climate balances, right? So causes illness, right? Imbalances in the climate causes illnesses. We all know the effects of excessive or deficient heat, moisture, or cold, or dryness on our bodies, right? The ideal climate is one in which the four seasons occur in allotted time and within the range of the dynamics, meaning temperature and moisture, right? Bodily seasons, imbalances in the body's reproduction, in the body's production of its seasonal agents, heat, moisture, cold, dryness, is fundamental, and it's the basis of a lot of illnesses in the body. In other words, what I'm saying is that if we do not live in sync with the seasons and the cycles, then we incur illnesses. Health results from the imbalance. Health then results from the balance alteration of the four seasons generations in the body, right? And this practice, right, of aligning, of attuning ourselves with the four seasons is called Tai Chi.
So
Tai Chi.
I'm sorry.
Yes,
so would if we look at the four seasons, it sounds to me, and I'm, you know, you can correct me if I'm incorrect, it sounds to me that winter would be a yin expression and summer would be a yang expression, because winter is kind of like when you're going inside, and yang is when everything's blooming. I mean, you know, the summer is everything's out, you're out and about. Would that be correct?
That is perfect. You're kind of jumping ahead of me, but
okay,
let's stay with that for a minute, right? So, so why is winter yin? Winter is yin because it's water. The element is represented in the five element is water. Why is summer heat and active? Because it's represented as fire on the five element chart.
Okay.
Right, and we get into more of that as we go ahead, but it's a perfect question.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Yes, sir.
So when we practice Qigong, one of the obvious questions that people ask is like, how does this Qigong thing work, really?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We do
yes.
these exercises and we get in this energy. You know what's going on? You know what I mean?
Right.
Most of the time, I say enjoy it, but just to give you a little more scientific or a little more explanation as to what's going on when you practice Qigong is that the Qigong exercises work directly with the Qi energy to integrate and to strengthen the physical elements of the body. That's why the muscles, the tendons, the bones, the organs, the blood circulation, and the breathing processes improve and you feel better, you feel well.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Qigong posture both increases the element of vital energy available, and most of all, it removes obstacles to the smooth circulation of the qi in the blood.
Mm.
Right? So we know that illness is imbalance. We know this imbalance occurs when there is blockage to circulation. That's one. Or whether your systems have become so worn out that they become weak, so there's a deficiency, right? Or you may be pushing it too much and there's an excess,
mm-hmm.
right? But the key thing is that the Qigong practices remove these obstructions and restore the circulation. Qigong is also I like to call it the master conductor of the body. You know, if you think of a conductor with an orchestra, and he's out there, you know, with the, directing the different music in the symphony, right?
Yes.
That's what Qigong does with the body. It the channels which are dug, the energy is produced and it's redistributed throughout the body. You know,
yes.
Since Qigong works directly with the flow of the life force, it can induce some very subtle changes, so subtle, even at the cellular level, that you feel it, but you can't explain it.
Mm-hmm.
That's
why you have to enjoy it.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. The other thing I also wanted to share with you is that Qigong is also considered an internal system, right? And what I mean by internal system in terms of the cultivation of the life force, right, let me correct myself, there's internal and there's external systems, right? The external approach uses the breathing, the rapid abdominal exercises, right, emphasizing concentration and the control of the willpower to direct the life force, right, and to achieve its goals. The internal system employs more what we talked about before, slow, deep breathing, making the body work like a sponge, expanding powerfully, thereby increasing the body's capacity to absorb the energy automatically.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. We talked about some of the advantages of the internal system, of course, is that it removes blockages,
yeah,
you know, from our life force are open and up and natural without without applying force, you know, which can be, you know, which can be damaging to the body. You know, like if, for example, when you're lifting weights and you're pounding all, you know, the weight, sometimes it damages the very things that it's trying to help, the muscles and the tendons.
Yes.
Right. So that was a mouthful, and that was a lot that I covered. So I want to move into the area now of how, now that we know what Qigong is and we know what the Qi is, how is it, how do you measure it? You know what I mean? It's like there's this energy that's flowing through you, right? So is it doing me well? Is it, you feel good, but how much energy do I have? You know what I mean? How do people measure and track these things? Because they, it's scientific. You know,
right.
So Chinese medicines employ a number of diagnostic procedures, right? It's called pulse diagnosis, right?
Okay.
They look at your pulse. The pulse, you know, there's a number of pulses in the body, and they check the, there's like, they usually use the pulse on the left and the right hand, right,
mm-hmm,
which measures the 12 meridians that we talked about, right,
mm-hmm,
the depth of it. So pulse diagnosis, like, and because, like, let me just say this, unlike Western pulse taking that only measures the strength and rate of the pulsation throughout,
yes,
the cardiovascular system, the Chinese, the TCM medical pulse taking identifies the qi flowing, you know, throughout these 12 meridians. So
okay,
it's not just about strength, it's about direction, it's about depth, it's about quality. You know what I mean? There's much,
yes,
more, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be honest, but I want to say that it shows, like, one of the criticism, positive criticism, is that it shows objectively the area of the imbalance in the body, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I can tell you whether it's in the kidney system or it's in the heart system or it's in the liver system. I can tell you that.
Wow.
But what's controversial is that the results vary with the level of training of the acupuncturist or the person that's taking your pulse.
Okay.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Right? Somebody may go to school for 5 years and take your pulse, and they cannot give you the same assessment of some old Chinese doctor who's been studying Qigong for the last 80 years of his life. And
right,
has been taught by his father, who's been taught by his father, and et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
The quality of the pulse taken would be totally different, right? So
yes,
that's why the method does not produce a quantifiable picture of the condition of all the meridians, reference to the whole and each other. So we have some additional things that we use in TCM when we look at Qigong practice, right? There's something called the eight principles, right? Which is what we talked about just now.
Mm-hmm.
We assess your condition based on the cold and the heat, the interior, the exterior, the excess, the deficiency. I mentioned these things before, the yin and the yang, right? Those are called like eight principles. Right,
okay.
And then, like you mentioned before, we also use the theory of the five elements, like what's in your fire organ, what's in the earth, what's in the metal, what's in the water, what's in the wood, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to explain how the body works, these elements correspond to particular organs and tissues in the body, right? And I can tell you, one of the questions that you asked before was like, you know, this practice goes back for thousands of years, and the
right.
quality of life of our ancestors living at that point in time was so deep that they can develop these systems,
right?
Right? So yeah. this pulse taking and all of this tools or analysis that's taking place was also developed way back then too. Right,
mm-hmm.
and it's published in one of the oldest Chinese medical documents called the Quan Di Ne Jing, right?
Oh.
Or we know it as the Yellow Emperor,
mm-hmm.
the Yellow Emperor of Internal Medicine, the Internal Canon of Yellow of the Yellow Emperor, is a classic Chinese medical text, right? So it's not it's verifiable, and there's ways that we can prove it. And that pulse taking and measuring the chi actually works, and it's scientific.
I am, sir. I am just as I'm sitting here listening to you. Just in the last 45 minutes, you have laid out a very strong foundation. We're not even done. You know?
Of course not.
Maybe even covered in an hour, but you have really laid out a very, very vivid picture of what it is and the benefit that we can gain from practicing this. And it appears as though, at least to our community, that it has been a well-kept secret. You know what I mean? I mean, other cultures have been practicing it for years openly. I mean, you have traditional Chinese medicine. I mean, they've been doing acupuncture for thousands of years, and now we're getting this information. And I am just wanting everybody to know that you are getting an education today that can actually change your life and the quality of the lives of those that you love. So share this link. If you've got this link on Facebook or wherever you got it, share this information. Tell others to tune in. This is a series that we're doing every Friday for approximately the next 5 weeks. So definitely tell everybody, I want you to be here next Friday from 7 to 8, because this is food for the spirit, the mind, and the body. Yes, sir, my brother, please continue.
You know, I just wanted to you brought up a very important point that if I can just share with you is that Qigong is a part of like what we call alternative medicine pattern, and it has been the National Institute of Health, right? There's actually a branch in Washington right now. It's called Complementary and Alternative Medicine,
mm-hmm.
And they have been studying Qigong and other alternative moves since back in the 1920s,
mm.
You know, and this information has been shared at top levels of universities and government offices, so it does not dwindle down to the street to the average person.
Right.
That's number one. So mm-hmm. it's the information's been there, but we have not been able to access it in a sense that the average person can get that information and use it to change their lives. You know, people who have been in high offices and have access to resources have been taken advantage of it. So this is a part of the Qigong series that we want to share this and bring it to the average person so that they
yeah.
can use these systems to heal themselves, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So if that's why, you know, I have to give credit to you who have been, you know, implementing and spreading the word through our media about
mm-hmm.
the some of these great benefits of these systems, you know, and so that other people can change their lives with these things. It's not just something that you learn and you read in the book and you put it up, but it's something you practice every day.
And I just
you know?
Want to say thank you so much for that. It's an honor to be able to share this information and to use this show as a vehicle through which to get this information out. And I just want to say to those who get this information on Facebook, you know, there again, I always say there are three buttons you can click. comment, like, or share. It's always good to get a like, but I would rather you share the information. I would rather you just share it. You know, you don't have to click like. Click share, you know, because when you share this information, then you are helping to spread this this knowledge. I mean, this is how I help to spread the knowledge. You can help to spread the knowledge by just clicking share. When you get this link on your Facebook, just click share and share it with your friends because, again, we're trying to do something here. We're trying to share this information to, you know, save our families, our communities, the nation, and the world. So if you have a choice between the three buttons, click share and share this information so that it gets out. Okay, so that's my spiel. Okay, share. All right. So, yes, sir, my brother. But yes, Qigong. I have a question concerning just you touched earlier about traditional Chinese medicine, Qigong, and acupuncture. So these are three separate systems. Is that correct? Because there are some people that might just, when you think of Chinese traditional Chinese medicine, under that umbrella, they might put Qigong and acupuncture. Would that be a correct assessment, or are they just three separate, unique, distinct systems?
So coincidence. I was doing a workshop in for some martial artists last week, and some of the same questions like came up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to explain to the martial artists that the what they practice today is so different from what was termed martial arts in the olden times, in the ancient times. So to answer that question, there's a continuum, right, of practices that is seen as whole. So when you say holistic medicine,
yes.
We're talking about a continuum of practices that that encloses the whole. So in order for me to say I'm doing some health practice, it will not just be one thing. It will be Qigong. Qigong is a part of the continuum of health practice. Acupuncture is another. Tuina or massage or manipulation of the muscles, joints, et cetera, is another,
yeah.
Right? I Ching, right? It's another. The I Ching teaches you how to live, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a forecasting element that teaches you how to live in accordance with the cycles, right? Jessica Qigong teaches you to live in accordance to the cycles, so does the I Ching. Bring you even closer to that, right? So there are a number, and I can go on and on. There are many systems that have been put together, right? And a part of the destruction of our ancient libraries, etc., shows that a lot of these systems became separate.
Okay.
So martial arts is one thing now. Acupuncture is one thing. Qigong is one thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And before, it was all one continuum of practice that that sought to improve the health, physical and spiritual, of the person and the individual.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Absolutely. Yes. It's all one.
It's all one. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a part of our eras of living is that a lot of these things become separated, so it's easier for us to fall into a lot of the illness patterns, you know, because we're not living holistic lives.
So when somebody comes to the Qigong practice, say, with an ailment, and they're looking for healing, then that whole holistic approach that you talked about is going to be the answer to whatever the condition is. It's not, for example, that you're just going to, you know, get some acupuncture done, but don't change your diet. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get something else done, but, you know, not change any other aspect of your life.
Perfect. You actually said it right. It's like, who gives me the right to tell you what to eat if I'm teaching you how to breathe?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you come to my class and I'm teaching you how to breathe so that it will remove the obstructions and the blockages in your life, in the circulatory system, right? And since Qigong is internal and external, in your life also, not only in your body, but also in your life, right? So who gives me the right to say, well, okay, so this Qigong is that I'm doing, this kidney Qigong that is removing toxins from my kidney, right, and helping the circulation of blood, wouldn't it be better if I advance a diet that is consistent or complementary with the practice?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, because there's no secret. There's no secret. Many studies, you know, just two or three months ago, there's another study that came out that says cancer is linked to two things, alcohol and meat eating.
Mm.
Right? There's no secret. There's no secret out here anymore. So if I'm doing Qigong and I'm doing a holistic complementary practice to help me involve, if I involve those two things in my life, wouldn't that create obstacles?
Correct.
So if I'm trying to remove obstacles, why would I continue with that pattern?
Hmm.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. So it's related to your diet. It's related to everything. It's related to the way of life, even related to your speech, the words that you utter, how you define yourself, how you define others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's related to the air that you breathe and how you process that. You know, how often do you go up in the mountains? How often do you get away from the polluted cities to breathe some ionized air?
Mm-hmm.
You know, all that. So that little statement, right, defines your vacation, doesn't it? Right. So do I want to go and, you know, my vacation in California up in the gambling houses, right? And I want to spend my vacation on the beach someplace.
Mm-hmm. You know, you
I'm not telling you how to live your life, but
you talked about
circumstances.
Speech. Even speech, you talked about speech and how, you know, even how you define yourself. Could you stay there for a second? Because I think that's very important. I don't think when people consider it, you know, oftentimes people don't even consider the words that they speak even carry energy, you know, and even how we define ourselves, the role that that plays even in our speech.
Yes, sir. There was, look, in our community, there was this issue in how we define ourselves, right, whether it's black or color or Negro or whether we use the N-word or not, right?
Mm-hmm.
And why there is this debate? Because we realize that certain words carry certain connotations that define how the chi flows within our system, right? And if those words create blockages or creates depression, creates illnesses within us, there are some forces that are taking advantage of that, you know, that are taking advantage of our illness. So it is critical that we learn how to use the correct words to speech to define ourselves and define others so that it will create an open system where our true light will flow in that darkness.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
This is a part of the Qigong practice. That's why when we get into, in the following weeks, when we get into the five element balance in Qigong, we will find that there are certain songs that we use to create energy,
mm-hmm.
that remove blockages within our systems.
You know, I want to encourage everybody, because I know that within the Austericite Society that, you know, there are different regions that are practicing Qigong, and I want to encourage everybody, whether you're in Atlanta, whether you're in Milwaukee, whether you're in Pennsylvania, D.C., New York, you know, Europe, wherever you are, please, for the sake of enhancing what it is that you're learning at your individual classes, share this information, because Shekha Metta Aneta is going to be doing a 5-week series, and you can just add to the information that you're already getting at the various locations where you're coming to learn five element balancing Qigong. You can use this as another source of information, because you're going to be learning the same information. You know what I mean? So you can just, I mean, I know that for myself, I'm going to be zoomed in here. I'm going back to get, I've got the book, Qigong Success. I'm going to be reading that again. And Shechem, would you suggest, could you please give the names of the books that you mentioned earlier on Qigong by Shechem and Shechem, Ra'un Nefer Amen, because I want to encourage the listeners to read up, purchase these books, if they're available, purchase them, and use them so that when you come back to class, this is class, so when you come back to class, you may have another question, you may have a comment, you know, it can only enhance your experience with Qigong and this series. So, Shechem, could you please share the books again, and, you know, is there a particular book, since we're speaking of books, that you would suggest that the, if you wanted to give a book, say, for this particular series, would Qigong Success be one of the books, or would you recommend several of those for this particular series?
Right. So I will recommend, like, there's three Qigong books that Shechem and Shechem has written, and it's zero in and expands on the information, right? There's the Qigong Success. That's one of the books. And these books are available at Tawi Network. They're also available online. Just type it in and it comes up. It's very accessible. There's the Qigong Healing Prescriptions, right? And the prescriptions has the demonstrations of the exercises that we do, right? Mm-hmm. There's the Tree of Life Qigong volume one, Balancing Heaven and Earth. That's my favorite. I shouldn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
They're
okay.
All my favorites.
Mm-hmm. Right? I understand.
And then there's two DVDs or two videos that you need to get, because, you know, the visuals are very important, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can just plug it in your DVD or your computer and go, you know, practice with it, right? There's the Tree of Life Qigong DVD, right? And there's also the Qigong Stasis Healing Songs. Remember, we just talked about the songs, right?
Yeah.
That correspond to each one of the organs, the yin organs, and we use those songs as a part of the healing meditations. Right. So if I may one more time, the Qigong Success, Qigong Healing Prescriptions, Tree of Life Qigong, Volume One, Balancing Heaven and Earth, and the
mm-hmm.
two DVDs, the Tree of Life Qigong and the Qigong Stasis Healing Songs. Those are the material that I'll be going over in the next couple of weeks. So I'll be definitely, if you have the book, it'll be easier for you to follow, because I will, you know, link it to certain pages or certain
mm-hmm.
chapters in the books, so you can go back or you make your notations and go back and read it, and you will really, you know, help your Qigong practice.
You know, for the next several weeks, we're going to be covering a different part, or shall I say, a different system in Qigong.
Right.
Today was the overview, and next week, week two, we're going to be covering the lung, large intestine, and the kidney, urinary bladder. Okay, again, so you don't want to miss next week's show either. Again, that's going to be every Friday for the next 5 or so weeks, and that's from 7 to 8 p.m., and again, today was the overview, but next week we're going to be starting going inside the body now, okay? We're going to be looking at the lung, large intestine, and the kidney, urinary bladder, okay? So you definitely want to make sure that you tune in next week and all of the weeks, because you don't want to miss one. But I want to encourage you, everybody, we have an archive system, okay, where you can actually go back, or if you know somebody that would love this information, and you know for a fact, for whatever reason, they weren't on this call, they can go back and listen to the archives. The archives are so important, because you can go back and listen over and over again. If there was something that you missed or didn't quite understand or didn't quite catch, you had to leave the room, you know, you didn't miss it, because we have the archives. You can go back and listen to it again, and you can actually share those links with the people that you know would want to hear it. Again, in the archives, you're going to find shows with Dr. Shechem Rahul Nefer Amen the First. Okay, if you never heard his show with Stress Free for Life with me, Juwanza, that's in the archives. Okay, Brother Sanupa Ra Keparank. Okay, he comes on once a month discussing a different aspect of Bazi astrology. As a matter of fact, on Tuesday, November the 30th, from 7 to 8 p.m., he's going to be my special guest. Again, we'll be talking about Bazi and parenting. But we've also talked about Bazi in relationships, Bazi in careers, Bazi in success planning for 2016. You can go back. All of those shows are in the archives. Okay, recently did a show with Orwa Hehi Metorai and Comet. Okay, we just started a new series. Just started it on Wednesday. Okay, and we're looking at the Asante model and looking at the different aspects of the Asante from political, social, educational, the kingship. I mean, educational, you know, that just started, okay? Wednesday was the second show in that series. If you missed it, check it out. It's in the archives. I've got shows with Shechem Tepraim Sa'ah. We talked about five balancing Qigong. Okay, in addition to this series, go back and listen to that show. That was an awesome show. Okay, Brother Hekshem Suharu, Shechem Me'ab Neter, not long ago did a show for the fall equinox. Okay, and in that show, he covered the whole winter, spring, summer, and fall. Okay, I mean, and he broke the seasons down, all right? So if you are getting ready for the winter solstice, and you don't really quite have an understanding of what the solstices and the equinoxes are all about, Hekshem Suharu Shechem Me'ab Neter did a show on the fall equinox. You want to go back, listen to that show, okay, and get an understanding, because the information he gave was on point, concise, and it will definitely give you a deeper understanding of that. And as a matter of fact, hopefully we'll be able to do a show for the winter solstice that is approaching. So I want you to stay tuned, all right? And also, on Facebook, you can follow me on Juwanza for Life. I actually list these shows, okay? I, you know, put them in order, you know, and put them out there so that if you miss the show and you don't can't get to the archives, but you're on Facebook, you can just go to Juwanza, that's J-A-W-A-N-Z, like Zimbabwe, A, okay? For, the number, for, life, L-I-F-E, all right? And you'll see the shows there. As well, if you're on Blog Talk, all right, first let me again say thank you to all of the new followers. We're constantly getting new followers. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Share, of course, the information. But if you'd like to send me a message via Blog Talk, there's a system, a link there where you can actually send me a message. I'd like to know your thoughts, how you're liking the shows, and, you know, what you'd like to see more of. That's important. So definitely do that. And, again, I want to say to people, share, share, share this information. When you see it, share it. Okay? Shechem, I want to say thank you, my brother. This hour has gone by so fast. There's so much to cover. Was there anything that you else you wanted to cover in the overview?
Not in specific. I will, you know, whatever that I didn't cover this week, I will cover next week. But
okay.
I definitely want to thank you and for the excitement and the great work that you do in promoting health, and it's something that's so necessary. You know, you follow in the line of our great ancestors who have done this for thousands of years. So I want to thank you again, and definitely we will continue to cover whatever topic we didn't cover next week.
I humbly say Tu'au, my brother, because, again, as I sit here and listen, it's food. It's food. This is food to my soul. You know, this
I
is food
you.
To my soul. And I again, with you, yourself, all of the other Shechems and Orwas that come across these airwaves, Shechem and Shechem, of course. Also, I need to acknowledge Orwa Tahuti Kamo, who came on the air and spoke about the Atefu conference. That was a powerful, powerful show as well. And even though that show is, the Atefu conference has come and passed, I know there'll be another one, and that show is in the archives too. So if you missed that, you definitely want to go back and listen to that, because that was powerful, powerful, powerful. And so, again, I humbly say thank you. This is, it's an honor. It's my pleasure. And I just, you know, want to be that vehicle through which God actually continues to come through and gives this information to this world that it created, and so that we can all become God men and God women and enjoy life and be that vehicle through which God can come in and enjoy the world. So, again, brother, thank you, you know, for the, all of the work that you do. This show is I knew that it was going to be good, but I didn't know it was going to be this good. You know,
like, I hear you. So thank you again so much. And we will definitely connect next week again.
Okay. Thank you, my brother. Everybody, my name is Juwanza. That is Shechem Meta Uneta. And we're doing a series on five elements balancing Qigong. So we're going to be covering different aspects of the Qigong system. And again, don't forget, next week, that's going to be Friday of next week. You don't want to miss it. We're going to be talking about the lung, large intestine, kidney, urinary, bladder. All right? So until then, everybody, take care. Be safe. Okay? Don't forget, get the books if you haven't gotten them. Qigong Success. Come back prepared. Read up. Come back. Be prepared. Also want to let you know, if you're familiar with Queen Afua, she's going to be my special guest on Monday. Okay, we had a show scheduled for yesterday, but we had to reschedule, so that show is now going to be on Monday. We're talking about relationships. Okay, we're going to be talking about lotus, love, and lavender. So you don't want to miss that show. That's this Monday from 7 to 8 p.m. Everybody, I certainly appreciate your time. You could have been doing anything, but you've decided to spend it with myself and Shechem Meta Uneta, and so share the information. Until the next time, everyone, it's a poo. Thank you.